Գունգթրեք SPS հայերենը. For many years, HelloTrust is involved in mine clearing efforts in Artsakh. Our guest is Gregory Paulson, HelloTrust Technical Advisor in Middle East. Greg, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Thank you, Bahar.
Greg, a bit about you. You are Australian. Where you grew up?
I was born in New South Wales, in a small town on top of the Blue Mountains. It was called Willerowing, with a population about 2,000 people, so much of a bush kid. I had spent 28 years in the Australian Army with the Royal Australian Engineers, mostly in the field of explosive ordnance disposal. And I retired from service as a regimental sergeant major and settled in Townsville and far north Queensland, and that's where I currently live.
And when you joined HelloTrust?
I was first hired to instruct on an explosive ordnance disposal course to Yemen D-miners in Jordan in December 2018. I then went to Iraq and worked in Baghdad, to Crete and Ramadi. My visa in Iraq expired in March 2020, and so I was tasked to instruct on another explosive ordnance course in Nagorno-Karabakh. So on the completion of the course, I remained with the program and have been working with the men and women of Nagorno-Karabakh since July, which I'm rather a visitor compared to other international staff. I've been living in Stepanakert for over 2 years.
How many staff HelloTrust has in Stepanakert?
In Stepanakert, we've got 129, or we had 129 national staff. There was around about 117, or correction, 112 were male and 17 female. They comprised of a manual and mechanical clearance teams, also survey and explosive ordnance risk education teams, plus the administrators, and we had a mechanical workshop as well. For the international staff, we currently have five international staff working there: program manager, who is English, a project officer, who is Armenian-American, and a Dutch survey manager, and a English operations manager. We also have two interns working there, a Hungarian and a Scottish lass.
And Greg, what exactly your job evolves as a technical advisor?
My profession is basically explosive ordnance disposal. So I research, or after the many years of working with disposing of unexploded ordnance, this is where ordnance has been fired and landed and failed to function as intended. So it is my job to basically go in and either conduct a render safe procedure on the munition or detonate the munition to make it safe.
Greg, HelloTrust has been involved in demining for many years in Karabakh. Could you give a summary of the HelloTrust demining work in Artsakh and the work you were doing just before the war started?
Yes. Well, as you stated, that HelloTrust has been in Nagorno-Karabakh for over 20 years. In that time, the program has cleared up to 43 million square metres of ground. We've cleared over 13,000 anti-vehicle and anti-personnel mines, plus 18,000 different types of explosive remnants of war, which includes projectile rockets, submunitions, grenades.
And Greg, what's the current situation in Karabakh?
We are conducting emergency rapid assessment of the damage in Stepanakert and elsewhere when the security conditions allow us to. This helps us to understand the level of contamination and danger to the remaining civilian population. It also helps us to plan for long-term clearance operations and retrain our workforce to meet these new threats. So far, HALO has come across various types of weapons, including cluster munitions, missiles and rockets. Rapid assessment involves plotting the location of the unexploded missiles, rockets and cluster munitions. Once we've established the extent of the shelling and bombing, we can perform a methodical grid-by-grid clearance operation. This would take at least 12 months and cost upwards to about $4 million. But we need to keep the remaining civilian population as safe as possible until then. So we're patrolling the streets and visiting air raid shelters with pictures and leaflets so that civilians can spot potential lethal hazards. It's a sad fact that cluster munitions are very brightly coloured, so it's particularly important that young people understand the risk of their handling and suspicious items.
Greg, has the current war changed your priorities? Are you still clearing mines or stopped altogether or just defusing unexploded bombs?
So as the war progressed, there was a call up of fighting age men was increased to those physically capable up to 58-year-old. We had organised through Karabakh State Emergency Services for seven of our senior explosive ordnance disposal trained members to work with the SES using HALO equipment and vehicles for the purpose of disposing those munitions. We also was left with two female rapid assessment teams. They're the ones that are going out and doing rapid assessments on the bomb shelters, gaining the needs of the people that are currently occupying them. And also they're doing survey or reporting grid references of reported munitions that have been landing in and around Stepanakert.
Greg, we saw many photos of bombs entrenched into the ground. How difficult it is to defuse them?
The sub-munitions that have been deployed, there's usually around about up to 600 of these small cluster munitions that are delivered by dispensers. And there's up to a 15 to 20% failure rate for these sub-munitions. And in particular, the M95 and the M85, these ones have an attractive ribbon on top of it. And it does pose an inquisitive child to grab those and start twirling them around. Also, the munitions that are being deployed now at the moment, they're more advanced than the munitions that were deployed in the 91 and 94 conflicts and even the 2016 conflict. So we have old ex-soldiers that were able to generally pick these munitions up back then. But because they've been improved, especially with the M85 submunition, it has a second detonator on it, and so it's more dangerous to move or pick them up. And that's the message that the survey team or the rapid assessment team are currently spreading through Stepanakert.
So, Greg, in the current situation, what are your priorities?
The priorities at the moment is the rapid assessment. Also, the explosive ordnance risk education. And what I'm doing at the moment is providing remote monitoring to the seven senior staff that are working the State Emergency Service. I'm providing tactical data on the different types of munitions that are being deployed in and around Stepanakert at the moment.
And when the war ends, how will you assess the situation considering, you know, the mountainous terrain and the wide area of the conflict?
Well, the program has been working around the same terrain for 20 plus years. And it is the same methodology that we used prior to this conflict. That is to do rapid or actually non-technical survey of the areas. That involves going out and interviewing people or basically responding to reported finds. And then the survey team leaders will go out and then start gathering all the information about the particular area, collating all the reports. And then from there, we basically start mapping on using Google Earth and so forth. And then to establish a polygon, then the clearance will then start commencing with it. As far as the munitions go, that's virtually my job as well, is I've got to ensure that the explosive ordnance disposal team leaders, they understand what the munitions that they will be coming up against. And then if there's any render safe procedures or we can detonate that munition with other explosives, then that'll take place.
Greg, how people can help HALO Trust?
At the moment, we do have the Emergency Nagorno-Karabakh Relief Fund. If you'd like to donate to the relief fund, just Google the Nagorno-Karabakh Relief Fund / the HALO Trust. And this is to provide immediate funding for essential items. And also when the situation presents itself, we will continue with clearance operations of Nagorno-Karabakh.
Greg, it was a real pleasure talking to you. We deeply appreciate your work in Karabakh. Keep safe and well, and hopefully we meet one day in Australia. I'm sure you'll have many interesting stories to tell.
Thank you, Vahar. Yes, and it has been, what would I probably call it, an eye-opener. Thanks very much.
Հավնե, լայք, բաժանեք, կարծիքդ հայտնել, հետևե SBS հայրենին թիմադեդրի վրա։